thanks for downloading news and commentary from KERA 90.1 Dallas-Fort Worth. You can get more information and support this service at kera.org.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Vanguard, offering investments designed to help individuals and institutions reach their long-term financial goals. 1-888-VANGUARD.
High gasoline prices and concern about energy security are driving entrepreneurs in the United States to explore a variety of ways to produce transportation fuels. For example, researchers are experimenting with technologies to turn turkey, chicken, and pig litter and use tires into gasoline. On the less exotic side, Congress is pushing ethanol, a homegrown renewable fuel processed from corn, sugar, and theoretically, grass or biomass. Increasing U.S. biofuel production and building new biorefineries could modestly reduce America's dependence on fossil fuel imports while diversifying our fuel supply. Accordingly, the Senate recently passed an energy bill that would increase the ethanol mandate nearly fivefold to 36 billion gallons produced per year. Fortunately, though rarely discussed, the United States also has abundant reserves of coal, shale oil, and conventional oil. There is a well-developed process to turn coal into oil. South Africa's Sasol company produces 40% of the country's oil from coal each day, and China plans to produce as much as 1 million barrels of oil a day from coal by 2020. Commercial coal-to-oil plants have not been built in the United States because conventional oil has been relatively abundant. Thus, prices have been far below what would be needed to make synthetic oil competitive. This has changed. The Energy Department has estimated that coal to liquids can compete if the price of conventional oil is above $30 a barrel. The potential is substantial, with U.S. production of oil from coal estimated to reach 1.7 million to 2.6 million barrels per day by 2030. As a side benefit, the process of transforming coal to transportation fuel also produces natural gas that can be used for heating or electric power generation, and it removes more than 30% of the pollution released when coal is burned for electricity. Another potentially huge supply of oil and natural gas is trapped in oil shale, largely in western states. Rocks in Colorado, Utah, and Wyoming alone contain 1,500 billion barrels of oil, and worldwide, oil shale could equal more than 500 years' worth of oil. Previous government efforts to extract oil from shale were very expensive, used a lot of energy and labor, and produced relatively little oil. However, research at private companies has produced a technological revolution, a process to heat the rocks in the ground, trap the oil, and profitably extract it as long as the price of conventional oil is above $30 per barrel. Based on successful tests, Shell Oil Company estimates it could produce more than 1 million barrels of oil per acre, or a billion barrels per square mile. In the Green River Basin of Colorado alone, there are more than 1,000 square miles of oil shale. There are also vast untapped conventional oil reserves under the Outer Continental Shelf and the coastal plain of the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. The Outer Continental Shelf contains more than four times as much oil as the current U.S. reserves. In addition, the coastline of the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge contains between 6 and 16 billion barrels of economically recoverable oil at $20 a barrel, and up to double that amount at $40 a barrel. Each of these options, of course, has environmental benefits and drawbacks that should be analyzed and debated before ramping up production. However, compared to the net amount of ethanol that can be produced, coal, shale, or conventional oil from the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge and the Outer Continental Shelf hold greater promise of reducing America's dependence on foreign oil.